The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents The Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. I'm Mike Harrison, radio host, real estate investor. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Friends, today is another great day to be a real estate investor, and I'm going to share several reasons. I just jotted down several reasons why I'm really bullish and why I choose real estate as my primary investment. It's simple. Real estate, rental real estate, let me be specific here, single family and multifamily real estate is the most resilient and risk-averse asset class on the planet. Yes, extremely resilient. Even first-time investors or novice investors that maybe don't have a full understanding, I'm not saying that should hold anyone back. You should know what you're doing. But real estate is so forgiving. You can make mistakes as a real estate investor and still come out on top significantly. Lord knows I made several mistakes along the way and just got better and better and continued investing, and I continue my learning and best practices to this day. And primarily that's through networking and continuing education. But yes, real estate is massively resilient. Primary reason, everybody, think about it, needs a place to stay and lay their head at night. How would you like to be a person that supplies a product that everyone needs? Now, I'll go out on a limb and say not everyone needs a iPhone, and I'm sure my kids would argue that point. But real estate, bottom line, everyone needs a place to lay their head. You've got three choices, right? Buy a home, you can rent, or you can shack up with friends and family. That's it. So it is an extremely resilient and risk-averse asset class. When I had a stock portfolio, my investments were just the opposite of resilient and risk-averse. Some world event happens, Washington, D.C. sneezes, my portfolio reacted up or down. You see it every day, and I learned quickly that I had no control over my portfolio. You think you do, right? You get online and you're like, here's my retirement fund, and you can click on this and click on that and sell and change your assets that you're investing in, and you could bump the percentages up. Believe me, I did it for years. I want to change this fund to 15% of what I'm setting aside, and this one to 25%. Let's bring this one down to 10, and let's reevaluate the portfolio at the end of the year. But often, my portfolio lost value when I really dug into the bottom line. And I hate losing value, so I began investing in real estate years ago. Allow me to share with you, if your portfolio is up on an annual basis, and I know a lot of people are feeling that right now, we'll get into some of that as we go through the show. If you're just bottom line analyzing that, and keep in mind, I was a mid-level manager in corporate America, and mid-level is a multi-million-dollar portfolio, nine figures, multi-million. But I couldn't just say to my boss, hey, we made money this year. No, you've got to dig into it. You got to go line by line in the P&L, right? P&L management. And yeah, sales may be good. Margins may be good. They're never good enough for the company. But as you get into those bottom lines, you're like, wow, we spent a lot more in our vehicle expense, and we spent a lot more in our warehouse expense, and our cost of goods in this particular category was way up, so our margins were way down. And so you micromanage that. I would challenge most people to do that with their stock portfolio, especially most people that invest in mutual funds, and dig into that mutual fund and see just how many of those funds are up versus down. And when you dig into that, you'll see a large group are down, and it's usually just a few shining stars that's carrying the entire portfolio. So yeah, you're losing money. And I know if you want to argue the simplicity, the 40,000 foot flyer, well, Mike, we made 7% growth last year. Yes, but these particular funds lost this, 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 and this. That's what I'm talking about. Compare that to owning an apartment community. It's much simpler. There are less line items. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying once you pay attention to what needs to be done, you can manage that very easily. You can improve it, and that's what we do. We're buying these undervalued apartment communities and single-family properties, and they're undervalued for a reason. Usually they're distressed, whether it's management or maintenance or just physical condition, and then we fix that, and that's how we grow the value of single-family and multifamily real estate. I'm very bullish on real estate. I like real estate for a lot of reasons. Stick with me for this show and for continuing shows as we go forward. Now, back to the stock market. As I teased, I understand. As of late, stock market's been on a tear. I get it. A few thoughts come to my mind when I look at that. I say, well, number one, our government's still printing money, still printing it out of thin air. And an oversupply of money, of course the stock market's going to go up. There's an oversupply of money, and naturally the result's going to go up. So is the fund more valuable, or is just the value of the dollar less? These are things that most people don't think about. Now, back to the stock market portfolio. Are the funds doing well, the ones that are showing a nice profit growth or a value growth? Are they doing well because they have a competitive advantage, superior management, some niche in the market? Maybe some of them. But bottom line is a lot of these are growing just because they're huge companies. The bigger the company gets, the more it grows, because billions upon billions of dollars flow into those funds each and every week. As people get paid W-2, a portion of that W-2 income automatically goes to an algorithm in their 401k and feeds the fund just because the algorithm told them to. It's on autopilot. That's why many of these funds are growing in value. And lastly, this is what comes to mind. Why hasn't there been a stock market correction as of late? If you look back, a natural cycle, stock markets correct. And I think it's odd that we haven't had a correction in 15 years. Food for thought. I like real estate for a lot of reasons. I jotted several down, and let's go through those. Number one, there is a constant demand for housing, right? Everybody needs a place to live. It is a basic necessity, a fundamental human need. That ensures constant demand, whether it's for new properties or likely, more than likely, during tough times, it's a greater demand for rental properties, regardless of the economic cycle. People always need a place to live. That makes real estate in itself less volatile than other asset classes. And we'll talk more about the volatility of real estate later in the show. Let's talk about population growth. As populations grow, so does the demand for housing. Demographic shifts can increase demand in specific regions. That leads to stable or rising rental income. It is a natural phenomenon. Now, I will always tell you, do your homework prior to investing. Know where that particular property is. Real estate at face value, if you're looking at it, real estate, yes, there is a demand for housing. People need housing. They're either going to buy or rent or shack up with friends. But then we have to drill down further, and we need to get into location. We need to get into strong economic growth. We need to get into strong fundamental job growth. We need an area that is on the upswing, not on the downswing. We need an area that has favorable systems and regulations in place for the real estate investor and for the people that live in that community, right? You don't want it to be overtaxed. You don't want the regulations to be a burden on people. For that reason, personally, I don't invest in blue states, and I think you know what I mean by that, because of those reasons I mentioned. Real estate is about location. I just read this morning an article. There's a bank called Bank of the Ozark. Maybe you've heard of it. They overexpanded, I guess I will say, in their real estate lending over the last several years. They're planning massive write-offs in commercial real estate. And then when I dug into it, they list specific multi-million dollar properties that they're trying to divest, trying to sell, that they're having to call the loan on. And there's a pattern. They're all in blue cities. every one of them. I went through this list of 15 major multi-million dollar properties. Every one of them is in a blue city. Correlation or causation? I'll leave that up to you, right? But anyway, I'm just saying, I personally don't invest in blue cities. I can choose where I invest, and I don't do it. I invest in areas with strong growth factors across the board. Reason number two, I like real estate because it's an inflation hedge, okay? Inflation hedge. Inflation is a natural part of life in America. It in fact, the Fed wants there to be inflation. They just will tell you we don't want too much inflation. So rental income will rise with inflation. It's not line in line, but you can track it. As inflation goes up, rental income, again, about location, often rises with inflation. It allows property owners to adjust rent prices over time. This helps protect the purchasing power of the income generated from the property, the ability to raise rents. Now, you have to have a reason to raise your rents. You have to provide something to your client. You just can't go in and raise it. Your property needs to be running like a top, and you need to have the amenities to support any sort of rent raises, or maybe you're turning units, right? Last time they did a remodel on, let's say, apartment community 123, and it was in the 80s. Well, yeah, you need to upgrade that. New appliances, new carpet, new paint, new countertops, the whole nine yards. Modernize it. That'll give you a reason to raise rents, would it not? Appreciation. Over time, real estate will appreciate in value, especially in desirable locations, right? How many times have I said location on this podcast and radio show so far? Quite a bit. Location is important. Appreciation will further hedge against inflation, right? As inflation goes up, appreciation goes up naturally. So if your investment is in an asset class that grows with inflation, that is to your benefit, right? That is to your benefit. So yes, over time, home values will double every 10 years. Does your stock portfolio double every 10 years? I doubt it. Leverage, 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 leverage. What a beautiful word. When you use leverage correctly, the bank is your best friend. We make more margin profit, right? Our margin profit is exponentially higher when we put leverage on a property that we invest in, exponentially higher. That sounds counterintuitive to many of you out there, but I can prove it. So real estate is one of the few asset classes where I don't need to buy the entire asset, right? If I want to go buy 1,000 shares of Tesla, I need to bring the money to the table to bring 1,000 shares of Tesla. But if I want to buy a single family property or multifamily property, and I do my math right, my numbers right, and present the case to the bank, they may loan me 70, 75% of that asset. And all the bank wants back is their interest on that mortgage. They don't want a share. They're not your partner in where they're like, oh, you made this much profit last month, I'm going to take a piece of that. No, just pay them the interest on the mortgage. The beautiful thing is as our residents pay the rent, we're taking a portion of that rent payment and paying the mortgage. So are we paying the mortgage? Are we paying the bank? No, our residents are paying the bank. With a relatively small down payment, I can control a much larger asset, thus magnifying returns. Debt reduction. Again, we're leveraging each and every property. As the resident pays the rent, we pay the mortgage. A part of that mortgage is principal. That principal is just wealth to the bottom line. You're reducing the obligation to the bank, therefore growing your net worth, right? That's something you don't have to pay in the future. You have paid that down. That is growing your net worth. How great is it that we can take out a loan on an asset, put a resident in that property or several residents in that property, if we're talking about multifamily, and our residents are paying the loan? Yes, investment grade debt is good debt, my friends. So, three reasons I like real estate just off the top. Constant demand for housing, inflation hedge. That's important, right? We were talking about the stock market earlier. If you're just acquiring money in whatever funds you have, or maybe it's in a money market fund, maybe it's in a savings fund, I promise you, your buying power with that particular amount of money will be less tomorrow than it is today. However, if I have parked my money in real estate assets, again, as the value of the dollar trends down, the value of that asset will go up. It's simple supply and demand economics 101. It will take more dollars to buy that property tomorrow than it takes today.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Looking for a smarter way to build income?
Lifestyles Unlimited teaches real estate investing strategies designed to help you take control of your future. Text radio to 88007. Radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you have questions or comments, please send me an email. That email is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. If this is your first time listening, you may say, hey, Mike, what is LU? That's Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, it's not some sort of crazy group that you may be thinking of. No, it's a real estate mentoring and education group. Lifestyles Unlimited's been around for 35 plus years, teaching people how to buy their life back one chunk at a time, one cash flowing rental asset at a time. And yeah, I'm a real estate investor. I joined Lifestyles Unlimited 15 years ago in the Dallas-Fort Worth office. I was a real estate investor prior to that. I needed an education. I realized I was onto something. How can I get really good at this? Because I'm floundering, but I'm still making money. So the smart move, be humble enough to go get an education. I found Lifestyles Unlimited life-changing. Today, I've got an incredible real estate portfolio across six different states, cash flow and real estate. But I only started basically because I was able to admit I need to get better. I need to change what I'm investing in. I need to change what my retirement future will look like. So I decided back then to change my tomorrow. You want to change your tomorrow? You need to start today. And if you're looking for more information or more of the shows, you can always find us on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, the podcast app, the radio show, and the YouTube channel. Talking about reasons why I really prefer real estate as my primary investment. I went through some of those previously. If you need to go back and find them, you can find them on the website. But that's continue on my list of why I really choose real estate and I like real estate. There's a lot of reasons that make real estate just a much different investment class and a much more favorable investment class other than the stock market and funds and mutual funds and being at the whim of somebody else or Washington, D.C. or Wall Street, kind of like controlling my own destiny, sailing my own ship, so to speak. But one of the primary reasons I like real estate is it's a tangible asset. What do I mean by that? You may be listening to me. Tangible asset. I have tangible assets. No, you have shares. You have pieces of paper that say you are invested so much in a particular security, right? Whether it's a stock itself or a mutual fund that has hundreds of shares of stock within it, or whether it's a bond or a money market. My investments have addresses. Yes, they have addresses. I can drive to each and every one. I can touch every one. I can see it. I can pull it up on Google Earth. They are tangible. They exist. They're real. It's physical security. Unlike stocks or bonds, real estate's a physical asset. It provides security for investors. It can be used. It can be occupied. It can be improved, right? I can take it and make it better. Try that. Go buy some Microsoft stock, shares of stock, and say, I want to make Microsoft better. No, you don't. You're not in the C-suite at Microsoft. And I'm just picking any one of millions of companies out there. If you're not in the C-suite, you don't have the ability to improve that particular company, that particular stock, that particular share. So real estate provides an intrinsic value in that it's physical. And to be more specific, I like Class B and Class C multifamily properties, properties that were built anytime from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the aughts. Class B and Class C, you can't build a Class B or a Class C apartment community anymore. They exist, but you can't build them for what we're buying them for door. If you're building new construction multifamily, the bottom line is probably $200 a door, depending on, $200 a square foot per door, more likely closer to $300 or even higher. And if we're getting it much less than that, like $70,000 a door, $80,000 a door, I'm seeing opportunities coming across. One of them was in the high 60s per door. I know that lumber, carpet, paint, the labor to put it together is way more than that. Now, that itself doesn't guarantee a return. It just says, hey, you've got something cheaper than they can buy it for, than they could build it for. You bought it for much less than they can build it. Now improve this. Make it great. Add to the cash flow. Attract great people to live in your property, whether it's single family or multifamily. So yeah, the tangibility, the physical asset itself, and that is a great reason to invest in real estate. Hence, being a physical, tangible asset, it's less volatile. Real estate markets are less volatile compared to the stock market. While prices can fluctuate, you can have up and down markets in real estate. They don't experience rapid, extreme swings that you see in stock markets. They just don't happen. I'll give you an example. A market downturn or upturn, for that, in real estate, you can see it from a mile away. You can see it far, far away. Stock market, no, you're at their mercy. If the market is changing in real estate, we have months, sometimes years, to adapt. Currently, I see real estate on an upswing. What I'm investing in today, I know it's going to be excellent tomorrow just based on several factors. Go back and listen to some of my previous week's shows. Why? But let's take the stock market. If there was a downturn in the stock market, when's it happen? Well, you see it when you wake up in the morning and you turn on the TV. Markets trending down, massive sell-off on Wall Street, and you're just watching that. We're down 20%. We're down 25%. We're down 30%. Can you react to that? No, you can click your sell order on your mutual funds, and they're going to execute at the end of the day. So you get to watch that until 3 o'clock, till the bell rings. Down, 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 bell rings, market closed, then your mutual fund sales that you plugged in that morning because of the train wreck that's going on, they don't occur till the end. So you're going to take the full brunt of that stock market drop. We have seen that happen. It's like a bullet. You can't get out of the way of a bullet. Whereas real estate is more like a train. Hey, Mike, you're standing on those train tracks. There's going to be a train. It's going to come and it's going to hit you. And I'm going to go, yeah, I'm going to see it. And I'm just going to step off the tracks. So yeah, much more resilient, the ability to adjust to market changes in real estate is much more forgiving than it is in the stock market. Tax benefits. I don't know if I have enough time to go into tax benefits. I'll probably have to carry this over. Tax benefits in real estate are the most favorable of any asset class I'm aware of. Real estate investors can take advantage of numerous tax deductions. There's mortgage interest. I get to write off mortgage interest on every property I have to the full extent. I can't do that with my personal home. Property taxes, I can write those off. Those are business expenses. Depreciation, maintenance costs, right? This is a business. If I have to use maintenance money to fix the business, that is a business expense. It's no different than a plumber buying a new tool or some sort of vacuum or an AC guy buying a tool or a welder buying a new weld or a truck. Those are business expenses. They can write it off. Same thing. If I'm having to do a plumbing repair on one of my rental properties, guess what? That is a cost of business. I'm writing off those maintenance costs. This is significantly reducing my taxable income. The depreciation alone, when done right, makes my monthly cash flow tax-free. If your W-2 income and you're in the 20 or 30 or greater than that income tax bracket, they're taking a huge chunk. We're just not having that. but a lot of reasons why I prefer real estate as my primary investment class. One of those is diversification. Now, you may be thinking at face value, well, real estate's real estate. You can't diversify in real estate. I'm diversified. I'm in international funds and small cap funds and large value funds and bond funds and blah and blah and blah. Yes, you can diversify in real estate. Every single one of my real estate investments is unique. It's as unique as a fingerprint. Now, some are in, we would say, the same category, but they're in different cities, right? Different dynamics, different markets. But yeah, all of my real estate assets are unique. Let me ask you a question for you stock market investors. If you have the value fund at Fidelity, okay, and I was a market investor for a long time, but if you have the value fund at Fidelity, is that value fund different than the 17 other value funds at the other trading houses, Schwab, Vanguard, name it? No, they're all investing in the same stocks. I promise you, these are more alike. These are darn near twins. Okay, if you look at the 200 different stocks that each value fund's invested in, probably 90% of them are common across the board. So when one goes down, they're all going to go down. Large cap, aggressive growth, they're all 90% the same, no matter which firm owns them. When one loses value, they all lose value. But my rental property in Coppell, Texas was much different than my rental property in Arlington, Texas, than my rental properties in Fort Worth, Texas, than my apartment community in Mississippi is different than my one in Ohio, which is different than my one in Missouri. You get the drift. And then I can even diversify within those asset classes. I can buy Class B multifamily properties. I can buy Class C multifamily properties. I can buy properties that are value properties, which means they're pretty much stabilized. They need to be improved, whether it's management or just deferred maintenance that needs to be done to improve the value, but they're going to cash flow fairly quickly on those dividends. And then I can buy into value properties, deep plays, right? These are the properties that you all know. You pull up on it. And now this is when we buy it, okay? This is not after we buy it. But you pull in and the gate's broken, the parking lot's got potholes or it's broken glass. You're just looking at the resident and you're kind of like, oh man, I probably shouldn't be here. I hope no one breaks into my property. That's rather extreme. But we do buy deep value plays that are properties that have just been slumlorded into the ground. And we see value in that. We say, hey, if this property was fixed up, if it was nice, if it had superior management, I really like the location in the city. There's a lot of jobs here. The apartments that are half a mile down the road are nice. This one's just run down for whatever reason. Owner didn't want to take care of it, didn't know what they were doing, tried to micromanage it into the ground. A lot of reasons, but a deep value play may not pay a dividend for 1 or 2 years. Right? It may not pay a dividend at all. It may go straight to sale after 2 years of turnaround or 3 years, but it's a big hit to the profit side. So you've got to understand. But yeah, my portfolio of real estate is extremely diversified. I like income streams, right? Rental properties provide a steady stream of income that's independent from other financial markets. And it's valuable during times of economic uncertainty, right? I like having the cash flow. Cash flow is king. It's really its security. I sleep better at night knowing that I'm getting cash flow monthly and quarterly. And the diversification of my real estate really gives me portfolio balance. It behaves different from stocks, bonds, and other financial assets. Completely different. Control and value add opportunities, big in real estate, right? We don't control any sort of mutual fund that we're invested in or any sort of stock we're invested in, but you can bet darn sure we're controlling our active measurements in real estate. This is unlike other investments. Active management. We can fix the management. We can manage it ourselves. We can improve. And management is important. You may be thinking, hey, the most important thing of a rental property is that the landscaping's good, everything's fixed inside, the appliances all work, the paint is good, it's clean and functional. But without good management, it doesn't work. Good management is screening potential residents, taking care of existing residents, providing value to those residents, and taking care of the asset, right? clean and functional is what we want. You can put better management in a property and improve the bottom line immediately. And the bottom line is how that property is valued. Just a good manager is a game changer. Yes, you can force greater value. There's a value add potential with active management. You can increase the value by making physical improvements, raising the rent. Again, you need to have a reason to raise the rent. Either your property is well below rent of the other five properties within walking distance of it, or that's one reason. But if that's not the case, you got to provide amenities, incentives, dog park, dog wash, the pool that hadn't worked for 4 years. We buy the property and we make it incredible, make it a great area, make it an attractive area for the residents, right? The pool's a value. Some people enjoy the swimming pool. I know when I was young and married and we lived in an apartment, we hung out at the pool all the time. It was a big reason why we lived at the property we did. You've got to provide those amenities, provide those incentives. Apartment communities are not valued at price per square foot. If you're new to this, you may say, my home that I live in is $250 a square foot. That's the value, right? And as that goes up, my property goes up. Well, that's a single family home. An apartment community is a business. It is valued at NOI. You can have two apartment communities exactly alike, same builder, built on the same area right across the street or even sharing a lot with one another. Imagine two exact kind, quality, build, finish, everything apartment communities. I will tell you that apartment A over time will have a different value than apartment B. And again, it's net operating income, which often just boils down to who's the better manager, right? Who's the better manager? The better manager is actively running that community, making sure it runs smoothly, making sure the rent is collected, making sure they're screening and putting the right residents in that property, making sure the property is taken care of and maintained, making sure those maintenance calls are turned within 24 hours. They have a happier resident, and a happier resident is going to pay more, and the value of that property as a result is going to go up. I've seen like properties across the street from one another, and one on one side of the street's getting an extra $200 a door in rent, and the one on the other side is not. And I can tell in 15 seconds when I glance over at that one, because it's got broken fence, busted boards, it's got old cars in the parking lot, it's got loud noise, it's got trash all over the place, the pool hadn't operated in a long time, it's got trees growing over the property. And I go, yeah, these are the exact build, they're the same, they were built within 2 years of one another. This one is way more valuable, maybe twice as valuable as the one across the street. But again, we would look at the one across the street and go, hey, that's opportunity, right? Is that community for sale? And if they're selling it, are they selling it at a reasonable price based on net operating income? Yes or no? That's what we do, right? We look at it, we find the opportunity, we invest in the opportunity, we improve the value, and that's how we get a return on our investment. Another reason I like real estate, resilience. Absolute resilience. Resilience during economic downturns. Now, depending on which side of the coin you'll look at, some people will tell you, yeah, we're in an economic downturn. Some people will say, no, we're not in an economic downturn. We never were. I can tell you the last 4 years, 5 years has been very hard on people. Prices have gone up. Inflation has absolutely gone up. Wage growth has not gone up. It's starting to trend up again, finally. And many owners of apartment communities, based on where they are, based on what market, will say, yeah, we're in the middle of a downturn. We're seeing it. We're seeing it on occupancy. We're struggling to raise the rent. So those folks would say, yeah, they'd absolutely agree we're in an economic downturn. But the bottom line is, during economic downturns, people will shift from buying homes to renting, okay? They will shift from buying homes to renting. We are seeing increased rental demand in certain markets. The projections over the next year going forward is that rental demand will increase. So maybe we are in some sort of economic downturn. That's not the point. The point is that you get long-term stability within real estate. And that's counterintuitive. But the fact is that as the economy gets worse, rental demand will increase. And I know that sounds backwards to many of you, but that's absolutely true. So when you go forward, start with small, good choices, compound them. one rent house isn't going to retire you, but it's a start. Make one good choice today, make another good one tomorrow. And remember, your tomorrow is changed today, and it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.